Okay, so this video is really kind of more for me to just, I guess more so just like share my personal things in life. Whereas like, okay, with everything I'm going to say, I'm not trying to say that these things are like the way to think or the way to live or, you know, the best way or best thing to go after and not like, I'm just saying these are things that just turn me off. And like, and I was like real mad, like, and it's just me. It's just these little things, like things that when I was 20, I wouldn't have paid any attention to. At 33, now I'm starting to pay a little more attention. For instance, let's say, okay, I just got back. I just ran around Prague. I just went out to get something to eat. I got lost on a train a little bit, and I finally found the only butcher I can find who actually sells ribs. And like I said, but here, man, you get you a nice amount of ribs for like $7. Like, and I love ribs, so I'm real happy about that. But I was also kind of mad though, because not mad, but just like just think to myself, like, God, I hate that shit. I hate when girls do that. I was sitting in this rib joint, right? The first thing that turns me off from women, I never see women, like, a big turn off for me in women is when they work these career jobs. You know, like you know the type of, the kind I'm talking about, like, they're going to an office and you know, and it's not like call center type shit, but it's like, maybe they're like working on like a project for marketing or something like that. So, like, those career jobs for women, like, they all, and they always travel in groups. Because they can't find no man. And to me, man, like, when women work, I would much rather a woman, personally, I'd rather a woman who just works like at a bakery or like, okay, from my experiences, watching women who work in like bakeries or like seamstresses or maybe even sometimes some types of call centers, you know, jobs that don't have any like real sense of authority, but they're still, you know, they're still wanted in the world. Like, you know, like working at a bakery, pastry shop, something like that, coffee shop as a waitress. I would rather a woman do that than a relatively low stress job than to go out and work these, you know, more higher stress jobs. Once they cross over into that world, there was a girl sitting behind me talking to this dude from Serbia, actually, because they were speaking English. And I was wondering why they were speaking English on a train in Prague, and they both appeared to be Czech. Like, why don't you just speak Czech? But they told me that the guy was from Serbia. But yeah, and they were talking, so obviously I could hear everything they were saying. And she was one of those women. She had crossed over to that workforce world that has some authority in it. I'm telling you, it just destroys women. Like, I have yet to see a woman who works a legit career and appear to be at least the slightest bit happy with it. Like, because and when I see this, I just get the feeling that they're just stuck. Like, my ex-wife was like this too. Like, they get stuck in this endless loop of stress from work. I'm not good enough. My man's not perfect, so I'm mad at him. Stress from work, I'm not good enough. And then it just inevitably leads them to prescription medication. Like, it's like they inevitably get stuck in this twilight zone of misery. every time they get in these legit career jobs, you know, these 40-hour week, you know, deadline driven jobs, you know, where they're making, like, you know, probably, you know, somewhat serious decisions on what they're doing, and they got to live up to their superiors, it just destroys them as women. It does, and it makes them just a million times less desirable. It makes them just undesirable. It really does. So that's one thing. The other thing that's not desirable for me, that it just irks the fuck out of me. And it didn't used to irk me. When I was 20, it didn't irk me before. Now it does, though. It fucking annoys the shit out of me. When girls either, one, wear low-quality clothing, more specifically, if I had to pick one article of clothing, if a woman is wearing cheap shoes, like, low quality cheap shoes and or fast fashion, like, okay, in Europe, Zara is a big thing in Europe. Zara, if you're from the States, Zara is pretty much like a step above H&M in clothes quality, meaning, like, because H&M is just junk. H&M is for kids who don't have a lot of money, but they think spending, let's say, like $60 on a jacket is a lot of money. And for me, like for me personally, like I like pretty much my thing is this. I like anything that is going to last and look great as it lasts. This is why I drive BMWs, and this is why like I wear nicer clothing when I'm out in the world, because I like things that I don't have to, once I buy it, I don't have to worry about it, because it's a good chance it's gonna last a long time, and it's gonna be appealing to everybody throughout. Like it's gonna be that ageless, timeless, you know, well-looking thing. And like these places like Zara and H&M, I hate that shit, man. Like when women wear cheap shoes, it just irks the fuck out of me. Because in my opinion, the perfect woman, when she, as far as dressing goes, when I'm walking up to her, dealing with her, and blah blah blah, okay, her shoes is like probably the number one thing I'm probably going to look at. The next in line is like if it's cold, like now, is if she's wearing a cheap coat. A cheap coat for me personally pisses me off. Like I don't even know why. Like I just grew into this shit. But like I said, when I was 22, I didn't give a fuck. If she had a cute face and a nice ass, I didn't care. Now it irks the fuck out of me. But now personally, the things that don't matter to me when it comes to like how a woman's appearance is, I think like her shirt is like the least important. As long as a woman has, you know, halfway decent boobs and not fat, the shirt, it can be literally any quality, and that doesn't matter to me. As long as all I care about is her hair is long, straight, clean, you know, and looks, you know, well done, and her shoes are not cheap. Anything else, I could deal with it. Now, I personally don't prefer jeans, and it's just me personally. I used to wear jeans all the time, and something clicked in my head, and now I just don't like jeans. I don't even own a pair of jeans now. I gave all my jeans away. I had Levi, like legit Levi jeans, and I gave them all away. I think I gave them to charity. I just personally hate jeans. Now, of course, like if a woman has like an amazing ass and a pair of jeans, well, yeah, she could, you know, make the cut. But you know, I'm in Europe. Women don't have a lot of big asses here. You're not going to find a lot of women with big asses that are European. They just, it's not their thing. You know, they hopped on like the huge fake tit thing for a while, but that trickled on off. Now they're off that shit now too. But yeah, it's with the woman for me, man. Like what I like in a woman, which I'm talking to one right now. I'm talking to two right now, actually, who made this cut. Their shoes are nice. Of course, they got nice bodies and they have a cute face, but their shoes are nice and their hair is always long, straight, and done. Now, as far as how great she does her makeup, I really don't care. And a one, she always does a great job with her makeup. But personally, I don't care. My ex-wife did a great job with her makeup, and personally, I didn't care. But I can acknowledge when they do a great job with their makeup, though. I can you know, say, yeah, she knows what she's doing. Or, damn, yeah, she needs to go back to makeup school, son. That shit looks fucked up. Like, I can acknowledge it. But, like, for me, like I said, sure, pretty much, I say, for me, the safest bet for any woman is just to get a bunch of button downs. And depending on what she's wearing, either tuck the button down in or let it hang. You know, if she has big tits, I love, like, when they have big tits. And they wear a dress shirt, and it's not tucked in, and a dress shirt's just like this is my cologne bottle. Let's say like if this is her boob, right? And a dress shirt like this, I was going to blow my nose, and a dress shirt just comes down and just hangs off that cliff like that. It just hangs down. I fucking love that shit. Like, like I don't know if I explained it right. Well, like, you know, like she has boobs, and she has this like a shirt. And it's just like the shirt, like, you know how a shirt comes down and it's just hanging? It's just like hanging off the boob. Like, I fucking love that. Like, I have to try to hide my erection the whole time. If I ever see a woman like that, I have to work at like trying to think about something that's like not sexually attractive, like the whole time. But I can't stop looking at like something about that shit. So for me, anyway. A safe bet for women, how women dress is, for me, is just buy a bunch of button downs. And like I said, depending on what pants, what style she's going for that day or whatever, either just tuck it in or leave it untucked. And it doesn't matter what color the shirt is for me. There are some sexier materials on women, which I don't even know what they are. I just can tell by how it looks that sometimes it's just sexier on a woman. I don't know if it's like velour or something. I don't know what the fuck it is, but sometimes it does help. It boosts it. But as a core, I really don't care about the material. Just as long as it's a button-down shirt, that's usually the safest bet. Because like once you get into t-shirts, then you gotta like start working about tucking in the t-shirt. And if there's a little muffin top showing out, you gotta worry about the muffin top because their pants are getting too small. And you just got so much stuff you gotta deal with, man. Like that's why I say women button downs are usually by far the safest bet. A slightly larger button down than form fitting for me is like the perfect thing for that. And with as far as pants go with women, black yoga pants, well-made black yoga pants, they can get away with anything with those pants. As long as she's not fat. Like I'm in Europe, so most of the girls here can get away with it. And in America, I'll have to switch it up because a lot of bitches there are just fat and gross and disgusting. But here, most women can get away with wearing black yoga pants. Most younger girls can get away with wearing black yoga pants to be fine. And after that, just have some nice shoes. I would personally prefer, if I had to tell a woman, I would say, get one nice pair of high heels, not that bullshit that where the heels, like if this is her foot, where the heels like that. I hate that shit. Like get that shit up to like theirs. Like that shit where it'd be like that fucking librarian high heel type shit. That's gross. I don't know who finds that attractive. Hey, if you do, that's you, man. Like, I don't like this shit. Like, I got to have, like, when a woman wears heels, like, I want that shit to look like it hurts. like, that's what I find attractive. So a pair of those and possibly, depending on the girl's age, maybe, like, a pair of, like, nicely made Nikes or something like that. You know, nicely made Nike. Not those, like, casual shoe Nikes type of thing, because those... No, like his too many ankle structures to me, kind of, and then foot structures. Like if they're walking like this with those Nikes on, that just fucking kills it for me. Like I think legit basketball shoes. Because you know when women walk like this, then pretty much any shoe's good. But when they start walking like this and they be walking like a duck and shit, like that's when them casual shoes don't look good to me anymore. Unless they're like very well made casual shoes. Like the structure of them, like and that works. But like when they start walking like that, they can still be sexy. But they have to be wearing basketball shoes for some reason for me. When it's like those thicker shoes, and like for some reason for me, like it like I don't know what it is, but it makes that duck walk shit look a little sexy for some reason to me. But now what I don't like is like women wear high heels and then they be walking in high heels like that. Like that is just not fucking, that is like gross looking. Like it looks like vomit. Like it's like the walking equivalent of vomit to me on the street. Like it's just that's fucking gross. But those are things that fucking turn me off with women. Cheap, fast fashion. And now also like lingerie. I really don't care about lingerie. As long as her ass can jiggle. Personally, I don't. No, get me wrong. Like, nicer lingerie, it definitely looks nicer. I get that. I totally get that. But, I mean, as long as I can, like slap her ass and grab the fat in it and then, like, shake it. As long as I can do that, I don't care about the lingerie. It could be from fucking a dollar store. I don't care. I understand women need good quality, which I didn't know this when I was younger. Bras are like fucking expensive and you got to get like a woman has to get like a good quality bra, especially if she has big tits like my ex-wife. Like you got to spend a lot of money on bras. So a lot of women, they're walking around with like 2 and 3 bras. Like they don't even have a lot of bras because they'd be expensive for good quality. And if they have big tits too, like see with the woman, man, like with their body shapes, it's really about the pair. It's really about the pants. It's really about the types of pants she's buying and the bra she's wearing that's going to that can possibly boost her up like a whole another point and a half in a dating market, which I didn't notice. I remember I dated one girl. Well, she was like more like a friends of benefits. Her name is Whitney, man. She told me about that. I was about 23 when I had her and she had big boobs. She was built like a music video girl back. I was 23. So this is about 10 years ago. No, wait, I started. when I started college. Yeah, because I started college in 2009. And it's 2019 now. So, yeah, about 10 years ago, she was built like a music video girl. So I'm not now. She's probably somebody that pumped her up with 15 babies. And she's probably 450 pounds after going on a diet now, because she was built like a brick house back then, like perfect. That girl was built like the women now on Instagram with the fake asses and fake tits. That's how she was built back then. And she was light skinned. She was mixed with white and black. She was fucking beautiful, man. She was the Instagram thought back then. Like, no man could look at her and say, no, I don't want to talk to her. And it was weird how I met her, because we had a class together, and I actually ended up running late for class one day, and I had to sit next to her, and like, people just didn't sit next to her, probably because they were scared of her, because she was just gorgeous. So I had to end up sitting next to her. We ended up becoming friends and shit. Like, so that's how I got her. It was definitely what wasn't intent. See, I always get women when I'm like unintentionally, when it's just like brought to me, you know, unintentionally. I'm horrible at going to clubs and finding women. I'm terrible at going to bars and finding women. I have probably less than a 5% success rate in going to clubs and bars and finding women. Like, when I'm like trying to find women, I'm horrific at that. But I always find women, like situations like with Whitney. Something happened and now I ended up with you. And then we just have completely hit it off. Like, that's where I excel. But anyway, back to the topic. She educated me on bras and the right pair of jeans. Like, you know, women really have to find the right pair of jeans. Because if she finds the right pair of jeans, her ass game goes up like 2 points. Like, if she's a 6, she automatically goes up to an 8 because of that ass. Because of those pair of pants, how those pair of pants made her ass look versus the other pair of pants. Like, and they had, it takes a long time for them to find that. And then with bras, bro, I don't think bras are as difficult for women. It's just that bras are expensive for women. But they can find the exact type of bra they're looking for to push their tits on up through their turtleneck. Like Dave Chappelle said, push your tits through their turtleneck so they be up here and shit. And, but yeah, man. But for a guy like me, I have an eye for seeing through that stuff anyway. Like, I sometimes, now there are other girls who have fooled me. Like, I thought they were like pretty average until they get naked and you're like, this is what, I mean, like, I've had a few girls, man, like I would talk to them and they were cool, you know, they were like average girls, and when they get naked your jaw just drops. Like, this is what was under that all those clothes the whole time. Like, you're a fucking goddess. But you were wearing poorly fitted clothes. Like, for women, it's all about the fit of clothing. That's what I found out. Like, the fit is what's going to do it for them a lot of times. Like, but like for me, like now I can't even make it that far. If she's wearing cheap ass shoes or fast fashion, walking in the door with like H&M and Zara bags, I'm immediately like, no, nah, I don't want that shit. like that's where I've grown to now. Like, if she, versus had she just walked in butt ass naked, I would have fucked her. Because I was fucking this one, this 35-year-old girl, and she came in the door with some fast fashion shit. And the only reason I fucked with her was because I fucked her before in front of her girlfriend. And like, they were pretty, they were damn near already naked when I walked in the room. So I knew what she looked like naked. You see, so I hadn't seen her like dressed up. She came in the door with some fucking, like, I don't know if you know what Rue 21 is, with some Rue 21 jeans on, some cheap shit. And like, for me, man, like I said, for me, like, now I'm just like, and I'm not trying to say like if you wear Rue 21, I mean, do whatever the fuck you do. I'm talking about like from my perspective. Like, when I see a woman dressed like that, I'm fucking disgusted. If she's wearing cheap jeans and cheap shoes, and you know, and if she's, especially if she's black, you know, she can't keep her hair permed, and no, man. And on top of that, a lot of black women just don't know how to do makeup in general. Like, a lot of black women are just bad at makeup, partially because a lot of makeup is really targeted towards white women anyway. So black women don't really have a consistent good woman to help them with how to put on makeup. So a lot of black women just end up just, I remember I had one girlfriend, I'm ranting now. I had one girlfriend, man. She was 21. And like, when they're 21, they can just pretty much wake up and roll out the goddamn bed and be beautiful. And that's how she was one of those. She just wake up, roll out the bed, gorgeous. And I remember, like, we had got mad at each other. So I guess she called herself trying to attract other men. So she would start coming around with, like, she would try to put on makeup, and it was just awful. It was, like, god awful. She tried to make, like, rosy, like, she's a fucking black girl. She's trying to make rosy red. I don't know where that rosy red cheek shit ever, I don't know how that even became a thing. Like, even with white women, I don't know. That rosy red cheek, but she was black, rosy red cheeks. She put on like these horrible eyelashes. She tried to do what's they call that shit when they draw their eyebrows in? I can't even stencil or some shit like that. She tried, and she was like the whole thing was just, it like Shanae looked better than her. If you know, Shanae was Martin Lawrence dressed up like a woman. So it was pretty much a tranny looked better than her. That was bad. But I'm gonna wrap this up. But like I said, that's another thing. I see most like men, women do makeup for other women. They don't do it really for men. Well, my opinion is this. Okay, my opinion with makeup nowadays is what happened was women do makeup for men, but it's really targeted at other women to prove that if they can do makeup better, they can get a better quality man. Because what happens is every time you see like a high value, high quality man, he's always with a woman who's, you know, dressed up, right? So other women see that and say, oh, well, I could do my makeup like that, so I'd get a man like that. And then it becomes a competition. Like, no, I did my makeup better than you. We did it, you know, I could do stuff. I did it better than you, and I could get a man like that too. See, women, like, their brains are all on a whole different fucked up program. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this up because I'm going on too long.